A popular Outcast production.
That's great. We're gonna keep that as the intro, Ashley.
Oh shit! Oh, I
out into the microphone.
Yes, you did.
There's a cat in here. There's not.
There's not. Ashley is a furry.
It's something new she's trying out. She hasn't told Bill yet.
I'm pretty sure if I told people I was a furry, everyone would believe me.
Yeah.
No, and nobody would like bat an eye. They'd just be like,
"Cool.
I saw it coming."
Yeah.
Figured.
I'm
not a furry. Not that I have anything against them. I'm not a furry.
It's fascinating, but
it's awesome.
I can't get into it. I'm just like, I couldn't fucking take it seriously.
And that's the problem. Like, I would.
I'm a big, sexy kitty cat. Meow, meow, meow.
Nope. And nope. Or,
because, listening to an episode of Sex Nerd Sandra forever ago, she's talking to a friend who, thought it. She's not really a furry. She's just like, she likes to try pretty much anything. And yeah. She and her boyfriend were at a yard sale, and they just like, somebody was selling like two adult size, like full body animal costumes, like Halloween costumes. Hmm. And she was like, let's buy those. And it was like a chicken and an elephant. And she's like, yeah, we've totally had sex as a chicken and an elephant.
Yeah. If you ever have that opportunity, you should do that.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't take it seriously.
And I'd be okay with it, you know, not being serious. Like, yeah. If that's what you want to do and you want to have a silly time with it, but just don't go to the conventions with it, because if you're not going to take it seriously, like, they take it seriously.
Yeah.
You just can't do that. I actually knew a friend who would go to a furry convention every once in a while just to go there.
That's crazy.
Just because it's a lot of free booze.
Yeah.
And she found it really fascinating. Like, she really liked it.
It's very interesting.
And I mean, she wouldn't do anything with anybody. She would just go for the booze and then like leave and like just hang out with all the people and talk to them.
I would love to find one. Yeah. And go to one and just observe.
Yeah. I'll have to let you know where she goes, because I'm pretty sure it's local. She's asked me if I wanted to go before, and I was considering it.
A local furry convention?
I don't think it's local, but it's in PA.
Like, probably like a day's drive kind of thing.
Yeah, they do it at hotels normally.
Yeah.
So, like, most of the time they'll rent a room and you gotta pay, like, a fee or whatever to...
Speaking of fun, silly sex, so clown sex is a thing.
Yeah.
If you want to have nightmares.
Nope.
Yeah, no thanks.
I'm not into it.
Nope.
Not okay with that.
Nope.
No. I saw that Sex Nerd Sandra, I listened to the Sex Nerd Sandra episode on clown sex, yeah.
Ugh. And she had them take the episode out with a clown laugh, and I was like, nope, no, 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 no.
That is not okay.
No, not into it. Anyway, ew, we weren't intending to talk about furries and clowns.
No, but whatever.
But that was fun.
Yeah.
I liked that. It's a spontaneous conversation, man. When we try to plan shit, it just doesn't work out.
Planning's hard.
Oh my god, staying on track is like the hardest thing ever.
Yeah.
I read an e-card the other day, which I don't know, whatever, an e-card, oh my god, that said, I'm getting really tired of this shit of wearing pants and being an adult. I think that's what it said. And I'm just like, yeah, that is bullshit.
Oh man, seriously?
That's shit. Being an adult and wearing pants. I agree with you, e-card.
Having a roommate now is like the best worst thing ever, because I never know when she's home, so I have to wear pants like all the time and make sure my kid is wearing pants all the time.
Darn.
I'm just like, I miss the days.
Well, I've told you that the reason that there's a curtain at the top of our steps is because a lot of times I'm just not wearing pants.
Lucky you, man.
But now Tina lives here, so I have to make sure Tina's not home.
Ugh.
Yeah. So no. No, not lucky me.
I'm usually just naked at home if, well, not in the winter, or yeah, not in the winter time.
Yeah.
But
because, I mean, morning, your roommate, like, lives, completely, like, your house is separate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Although, one day, I was walking around topless. I had a bra on, and he'll knock on the door that, at the, you know, it, there's a door in our living room, mm-hmm, that, there's a door that goes outside for where they go in and out of the house, and then, like, our door is there, so he'll knock on the door, and he knocks on the door and then pokes his head in, and he knocked on the door, and I was like, no! And he just heard me, like, yell, so he opened the door, like, to come in, and I was like,
hey!
And he's like, oh, shit! Turns and runs out. Yeah, that was
sorry.
Yeah,
my bad, man.
I was far enough away though, and I kind of ran to the closet and grabbed a coat.
Oh, it's my just God. A bra.
Yeah, I know, it wasn't that big a deal, but
in our basement there's a door that goes into the office for the auto body shop because it's connected to our house. So sometimes I'm doing laundry. And, like, I'll go down there, and I was waiting for, like, a pair of pants to dry, so I'll, like, take off my pants and put on the new pants, and I'm always afraid I'm gonna be, like, mid-pants change, and Jeff's dad is just gonna, like, poke his head in and be like, hey,
hey.
He usually knocks first.
Yeah.
If he knows somebody's in the basement, but I'm I'm just always afraid that he's just gonna come in and...
Yeah, Bill's parents don't actually come up the steps, so...
Yeah, they don't really have a reason to.
They have no reason to come up here. And if they do, they normally let us know.
Like, yeah.
You do realize that the attic is part of your house. Like, I don't... But whatever. It's just courtesy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll actually poke my head. I'll be like, is Tina here? I'll, like, poke my head out of the bathroom. Because I'm like, I don't really want to grab a robe. Like, it's 4 steps from the bathroom to our bedroom. Do I really need a robe? Or can I just walk around naked? Come on.
I do that anyway, regardless. I'm like...
Well, it's... I don't think
2 feet from our... bathroom door to our bedroom door, like you've been in my house.
Yeah, it's about the same distance here. Yeah,
yeah. Except I don't have to like go across like a weird open doorway, like the top of the steps.
Yeah, that's why the curtain's there.
Mm-hmm.
And it also separates for heat and coldness.
Yeah, yeah.
In the summer and winter, do you guys ever pee? This is weird. Do you ever pee with the bathroom door open? Because I do that constantly.
All the time, because if I shut the door, my kid freaks out. Like, if she can't find me.
Yeah, my niece does, too. She freaks out if anybody shuts the door and she's in there. And she's like, why are you peeing without me? Oh, my God.
Can't wait for that to be over.
Yeah.
We don't ever really close the bathroom door unless somebody's over at the house.
Yeah.
Although, like, I know... we go to the bathroom in front of each other, so
yeah. Bill and I will pee in front of each other.
Nope.
The other
really, you guys don't do that at all.
I shy bladder man. I can't do it.
Not even with Jeff.
Nah.
Wow.
I tried once, and I sat down. And I was like, I can't pee. You have to leave.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. See, I get like that in public, like especially if I'm under pressure. Like this happened to me. Like I was at a bar. And there was one bathroom. All the stalls, like, were out of toilet paper except one.
Oh, God.
And I was in it. And there was, like, 30 freaking girls, like, waiting to go to the bathroom. And I had to go so bad. And I couldn't go. Because the pressure, man. The pressure.
I have no...
It was miserable. It was, like... It was horrible.
I have no issues.
Always keep tissues on your person if possible.
Yep.
Well, we ended up leaving there and going into the club and... There was a giant bathroom in there with a big echo, so I didn't have any problem in there. If it's loud, I'm okay.
But if it's
quiet and, like, I don't know, it's just weird.
I think it took Bill and I at least 2 years of dating each other before we could pee in front of each other.
Wow.
Never number two in front of each other. That is your own personal time.
See, the thing
is, I don't want to be nowhere near it.
We have a half bath in our bedroom.
Oh, okay.
So, and there's no door to it, so... I mean, I don't use it for,
Toosies?
Yeah. I'll go into the bathroom that has a door and a lock.
Yeah.
But I'll pee in there, no problem.
Yeah.
AJ and I do anything in front of each other.
Well, you guys have been dating for, like, 10 years.
Dating.
yeah. getting married.
Yeah. Well, it's been almost 11 now. Yeah. Oh, it's over 11.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have had your first wedding anniversary.
Yeah. Holy crap. Yeah. But it was never really an issue for us. I mean, like, probably within the first year or two, we were just, what the fuck ever.
That's awesome. Like,
yeah.
that's a level of intimacy we don't quite have. I'm mildly jealous. But,
yeah.
You know.
I don't know how will to each like, their own. Like us saying this on the podcast, so I'll say it and then let them know before we put it up.
I'll keep an eye on the time here.
Yeah, but apparently they're to the level where if they're drunk enough or if they have to pee bad enough at the same time, she'll, like, sit down and pee, and, like, he can pee, like, between her legs. I'm like, so there's a level that happens.
Oh, my.
What the fuck is that? Oh. And I'm just, like, I'm looking at Bill going, nope, nope, no. I mean, yeah, no, we're not doing that. What the fuck is that? Yeah, it's like, well, we both have to pee at the same time. Well, spread your legs, let's go. Like, they don't pee on each other, but
yeah. I think the closest AJ and I get to that is, like, I'll pee before I get in the shower, like, if we're showering together.
Yeah.
And he's like, why are you peeing before you get in the shower? You're getting in the shower. I'm like, because I don't want to pee in the shower. And he's like, why? It's going down the drain in the same place. I'm like, because I don't want to pee on your feet. Like, you're still in there with me. And he's like, dude, it's a fucking shower. It washes.
Goes pee right sterile. Yeah, it's fine.
I'm fine. Yeah. Yeah, it's sterile for me, but not him. All
right.
Yeah, we. Yeah.
But I know. I think I draw the line on that.
Pee related story. Something similar. A friend of mine, she was at a party, wicked drunk, with a bunch of other wicked drunk people. And actually had a similar situation. She went down to the bathroom to pee, and one of the other dudes just, like, came in and, like, sat on her lap and just pointed down.
What? Just,
like, it was a group of really good friends, so she was just kind of like, oh, god damn it, Sean.
Oh, god, no.
But it's just like, dude, that's crazy. And then I think they, like, ended up making out and having sex in the bathroom, and then, like, later on, he fell asleep on the toilet.
Huh.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
But that's
cool.
Yeah, Bill sits to pee.
So does AJ.
So does Jeff.
Yep.
It's with the piercings.
The piercings, yeah. It was really weird because Carpenter slept over at our house the other night, just because he lives so far away and he didn't want to. He was going to spend the night in the Walmart parking lot. We're like, no, you're definitely not doing that.
Was that the night of the open mic?
No. Well, yeah, he did that night too, but this was the other night when we all hung out. What night was that? Wednesday, I think. Yeah, we're like, yeah, you can totally sleep here. We have an empty bed. And it was weird waking up in the morning with, like, the toilet seat up.
Oh.
And I was like, huh. Oh, yeah, Carpenter was here. And then I was like, who does that? Like, I don't have to ever worry about somebody leaving the seat up.
Too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess he has no problem with it.
Yeah. I mean,
or he just sprays everywhere.
He didn't. Like, it was clean.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things where I was like, oh, the seat's up. Like, I wasn't bothered by it, but I was just like, I just realized that I'd never have to live in a house where, like, I worry about my man, like, leaving the seat. My man.
Yep.
Leaving the seat up.
My mate.
I say my man. That's funny. Meh. Oh, Bill.
That's your man.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Toilet seats.
Yeah. Ours is never really up either.
Yeah. Ours is never up. We're lucky.
We are lucky women. I like that my boyfriend sits to pee.
Me too. I don't ever
have neutral.
I don't ever have to clean pee off my toilet.
That's true. Around.
I never have to worry about it being around it. Yeah.
Except when people come over and leave the seat up. And
Why do people do that?
Because they're disgusting.
And that's when you realize how gross it is underneath your toilet seat. You're like, oh, right.
Yeah. I got to keep an eye on that.
Yeah. I'm like, I should have cleaned that. But I don't ever lift it. I have no reason to. Mm-hmm.
I do when I clean out the bowl, and then I'm just like, ugh.
Well, yeah, I always, like, I clean out the bowl. I clean my toilet at least twice a week.
Yeah, I clean mine at least once, just because we get these rust stains everywhere.
Yeah.
And it just,
our water will rust the toilet's bowl. Yeah. So I have to clean it. And I get really weirded out if there's any stains in the toilet. I'm just like, I know that's poo.
Whose is it?
It's probably rust, but
it's poo.
Well, of course it's poo. It's a toilet.
That's why you wear gloves.
Yeah, I do. I wear gloves to clean my toilet because I've realized that if you wear gloves to clean anything, you'll clean it better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I like things very clean.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I just got a new mop, so my house is going to get a little cleaner.
Yeah.
The whole, like, three areas where there's tile to mop. But
that's whatever. Where my floor steamer comes in handy. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till I have nice floors, like, that I can actually clean.
Oh, yeah, doing, like, the unfinished cement floors.
Well, we're eventually going to have this, our floors right now are just, unfinished cement with, like, gross shit around all the edges because there was carpet down and it was glued and it's, like, sticky it's impossible to clean.
Yeah. But
eventually, whenever we can redo the floors, we're going to get this, like, spray laminate stuff.
Oh, nice.
And it'll make like a neat textured pattern.
I've seen that
and
stuff.
It's easy.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
I like laminate a lot.
It'll be so easy to clean.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to do any floors or anything until all the dogs are not with us any longer.
And after AJ's done like jacking up the house.
Well,
and
that too. That should be done in a few years though.
Ugh.
Unfortunately, we'll probably still have dogs for at least 10 more years.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going animal free, 100% animal free. When they're all gone.
Well, I mean, you'll have the snakes, but those are
they're already over 20 years old.
Holy
so,
shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
How long do snakes live?
Like 30.
It depends on the breed.
30-some years, AJ said. 30, 35 years. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they're already...
We have a boa at work, and apparently it's a little asshole.
Heh.
And...
You know, reptiles that aren't handled tend to be.
Yeah. Well, it's brand new, and we always try to handle all of the snakes.
Oh, yeah.
You
guys are real good about that.
Yeah, and...
That was totally not sarcastic, like I'm being honest. I'm
no, they are.
Putting on chapstick.
I should say they are very good at that, because I don't fucking touch those things. Yeah.
All snakes aren't that bad.
They're awful.
Well, then you don't need to come into our office.
I will not ever come into your office. I know that you have...
Good, because our office is a mess anyway, and I don't like people being in there. It's worse than AJ's office.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. One of the sale tags fell in, and everybody was too afraid to grab it out. And then the one bather, Josh, was like, hey, I'll do it. And I'm like, I'll watch you.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of interested in this. It's not going to, like, there's...
I'll oversee
none
this.
None of them are venomous or whatever.
No, that's because that's, like, illegal.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you get bit, whatever.
It just sucks.
I hope you have a tetanus shot. But
you're not going to get tetanus.
With any animal bite, the first thing they do is give you a tetanus shot.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Man, I would have had, like, 8,000 tetanus
shots.
Well,
no. If you have a tetanus shot and it's up to date and it's current, then you're fine. Yeah, then they'll just give you antibiotics. If they even do anything. Most of the time, they just tell you to wash it out with soap and water.
Yeah.
Just
because animal mouths are dirty.
But yeah, he reached in. He totally grabbed it. And when he, like, went to go out then, that's when it struck at him.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't get bit or anything. But it was really funny. We're like, we'd have nothing better to do. We'll watch you play with the snake. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I'm at the point now, I wouldn't even be scared to get bit by a snake if it was small. It just scares you when it lunges at you.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
It lunged at the glass then, too.
It depends on how small we're talking.
Yeah, I mean, small.
It's probably only like a foot and a half long.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Still a baby.
Yeah.
Most of the snakes that they get in the store are babies, yeah.
I love when baby snakes bite you because they can't break the skin or do anything. You're like, hey. Fuck you.
What are you doing?
Keep biting me.
Motherfucker, you're adorable.
They're not.
You just keep biting me.
People keep handling the tarantula at work, too. I'm just like, put that down. Put that down.
You remember?
And they'll put, like, pictures on, like they'll take pictures, and I'm like, oh.
Our guest, Kurt, our previous guest, Kurt, ended up with a bird eater tarantula. A glad bird eater. And it's a female.
Yeah. Like,
and the females get...
Like that thing? Because that's a bird eater one, isn't it? The
his
one
is right now.
We have one on our wall.
6 inches. at this point, and it's just a baby. They get like dinner plate size,
yeah,
at
they
least.
Do.
And they live a long time.
They call them bird eaters for a reason.
Yeah, they
I'm pretty sure they eat rats, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw one. We used to have one years ago at the pet store that was decent size, like 6 or 7, and we would feed it mice. God. It's so gross watching them eat too.
Yeah, I've heard
they like pulverize it and.
I hate spiders.
I'm not really. I actually am better with bigger spiders, but only like palm sized ones.
Nope.
No. I'm better with those than I am with little spiders for some reason.
Yeah, I'm not okay with spiders at all. No. And Bill knows that I'm not okay with spiders. The one day he like looked at me. I was sitting on the bed. He looked at me and his eyes got really big and he's like, get up. I'm like, why? Just get up and come over here. And I'm like, what's your problem? He's like, just trust me, get up and come over here. And I get up and I come over and he's like, go get me a bowl and a lid. And I'm like, okay. So I go and get a bowl and a lid and he catches a spider that was at least an inch around.
Holy shit.
I don't know what kind of spider it was, but it was like sitting like right behind me, and I was like, I love you so much. Thank you so much. Oh my god.
Oh god. I don't
You're so good.
I don't know what I walked into, but there was one time a couple years ago, I was doing dishes and I look down and I just see just a little spider just like drop a line right in front of me. I was like, that is coming from my hair. What the fuck? So I freak out. I call Jeff into the kitchen. He takes care of it. I'm like, oh god, having a mini panic attack. Like, all right, just gonna finish fucking doing the dishes. Keep doing the dishes. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Call him back in. He gets the second one. I was like, look in my hair. Are there any more? Jesus Christ. And he's like, no, you're clean. You're going to be okay? I was like, I think so. Thank you.
Can you finish the dishes while I go cry in the corner and rock myself to sleep?
Like, just like the little like yellowish white ones that are like the body's maybe like half an inch, quarter inch long.
Yeah, just a little baby.
Yeah. I don't know how they got in my hair, but fuck that. That was awful. That was one of the worst times of my life.
Our power decided to flicker or whatever, go out, or the fuse went out. I think because somebody put a heater in something in our old house, electricity, whatever.
Yeah.
So I had to go downstairs, and Bill was at work, and I was FaceTiming him because I didn't know where the breaker box was. So I was like, all right, well, you show me.
Is it in the basement?
It's in the basement.
Oh, fun. I've never been in your basement.
It's dirt floor.
Ooh.
Yeah, and
so it's a murder basement.
It's a murder basement.
Awesome.
Exactly. There's nothing in there but pipes and our water heater. So I went down and I was like, I look up right next to the breaker box is these see-through clear spiders that look like after several generations they've never seen the light of day.
Were they alive or were they?
They're alive. They're alive.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know what those are. I'm just like showing him the thing and I'm just like, hurry, what do I push? They're like at least an inch big and they just have this web and I'm just like, oh my god.
Our basement is like, you want to talk about a murdery basement, Jesus.
Oh, because your basement's gigantic too.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And it's 100 years old. So we go down there and if you look up, the ceiling is not far above you, but in the rafters, there's like a billion webs and exactly what you said, like just like thousands of these clear spiders, but they're
breeding.
Their sheds. No, they're shed skins.
Oh, okay.
That's why they're like all clear and see.
Yeah, no,
they weren't moving or anything.
No, these were moving.
Yeah, no, these.
It looked like what. The only thing I can say is like they must have been breeding in the dark.
Yeah.
And because they never saw light, they never got pigmentation into their skin.
See, I thought that's what they were too. Like I thought they were all live spiders and shit down there, but then realized they weren't moving and shit. They're just their sheds. But it's disgusting down there. I'm like, I'm never going to go down there.
I think I would just throw bug bombs down the steps every once in a while just to make sure they're all dead.
there are so many spiders in my house. Like, I don't, they honestly don't even really bother me that much anymore. They're not everywhere, but in the bathroom. Yeah. Because our bathroom is actually in, it's part of the garage. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just kind of like a box built in the garage. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of, like, cracks to the outside. So there's always spiders coming in the bathroom.
It's going to suck, like, taking a shower in the winter. It's yeah. going to be drafty as all hell.
No, it's actually the bathroom is the warmest room in our house.
That's
for some reason. Because it's so small. It's got a really good radiator in it. Mm-hmm. And we usually have the door most of the way closed. So it stays pretty warm in there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's just weird. There's just fucking spiders. But I've just gotten used to them. It's Ugh. Only when, like, the big Ugh. Ones start coming out of the drains that Ugh. They freak me out.
Ugh.
They scare me. Ugh. But, yeah, I'm just kind of used to them. I'll be doing dishes, and one will be, like you said, like, right down in front of me. But not out of my head. Ugh. From the ceiling, thankfully.
Nope.
Yeah.
It was...
Yeah, whatever.
Our old roommate, Tony, he wasn't scared of spiders either. Anytime I would, like, freak out because there's, like, a spider just, like, hanging in the middle of the room, he'd just go over and be like... Ugh. And, like, grab the web and just walk it outside. Yeah.
I usually throw them outside.
You're a brave too. Man. I would have squished that if I had any kind of courage.
I have actually thrown shoes across a room.
Oh, God. I don't do that anymore. Because, no. Because somebody made a picture of, like, a close-up of a spider. And it says, remember that time you threw a shoe at me and I fell behind the bed? I remember that, too.
It looks like it's like 8 feet long, the spider.
There was a
nope. Squish him dead. Make sure it's dead.
Yeah, Bill
double tap.
Bill distracted me. I had just gotten out of the shower and he was still in, and there was a spider next to the sink, and I squished it, but because he said something right as I went to squish it, I missed.
No.
And it went, like, behind the thing. So I was like, Mr. Spider, just so you know, I didn't try to kill you. It was totally Bill. It was totally his, like, reasoning with it. Bill's like, it wasn't me. And I'm like, no, it was that guy. He's the reason that you have a broken leg. So it's don't come and kill me in my sleep. Crawl in his mouth.
Do you know what I actually did one time? This is ridiculous. Our shower, when you get a shower, sometimes the tub will get a little bit of water in it. Mm-hmm. I was getting a shower and I noticed a spider drowning in the water at my feet. And
did you save the spider?
I saved it.
Oh my God.
I got it out of the water. So I put it on the edge of the tub and the dumb fucking thing falls back down into the water. So I rescued it again, but I didn't want to touch it. Like, I was, like, using a bottle or something to get it out of the water because it was pretty big. And got it out of the water. It started crawling around and shit. The stupid fucking thing fell in the water again. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to save you one more time. If you die this time, I'm going to let you go. So I got him out of the water. And this time I finished the shower and actually took it outside. I saved it. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. Like, why would I do that?
I don't know.
I don't know why I would do that. But nope. I don't know. I felt
I would have
for it.
Screamed like a small child and ran out of the shower.
I think I was more like...
I would have backed up and, like, took my shampoo bottle and just... This is as far away as physically I could get from it, but still kill it.
Yeah. I don't know why I did it. I just... Yeah. I think I was thinking, you know, that would really suck if I was drowning. Because drowning's got to be the most horrible way to die.
Well, that's why I would have squished it.
Yeah.
That's much better.
I couldn't do it. For some like, reason. And I don't even like spiders.
Instant painless-ish. Yeah. Well, instant painful death. But instant death.
I don't know. Spiders don't have feelings.
I just figure maybe if I save them, they won't kill me in the future. I won't die by spider.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got that, like, nasty... bug bite on your heel over the summer.
Yeah, and it's still there, by the way. Honest to God, I was actually thinking about bringing that up, but I didn't want to. But yeah, I was just showing it to AJ. Like, it just now is getting to the point where it's just, like, a really dark red, like, 1-inch dot. It's fucking crazy. Weird. Like, I've never had anything like this before in my life. Like, ugh. I don't know. I think... I'm telling myself that I got bit by a brown recluse and it was only like the tiniest little bit of a bite because as soon as I felt the pinch, I, you know,
yeah.
like, swatted it and I never saw anything. So I don't know what the fuck it was, but It could have killed me, and I'm still alive.
Oh my god, it was.
I knew a guy that got bit by a black widow twice in his lifetime.
Gross. It was like 2 or 3 years ago. Jeff's cousin Valerie woke up. I forget what she got bit by, but the wound started to necrotize. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, it was so gross. She had this like finger sized like hole in her leg.
Ooh.
But somebody got her like a commemorative necklace. It's a spoon necklace, and it's like it's bent over so that you can like slide it on a chain.
Yep.
And in the spoon part, it's full of resin and the type of spider that bit her.
Oh wow.
So nice. She's got a nice commemorative.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's neat.
Yeah, I wish I would have known what the hell caused that bite on my foot, because
I mean, I'd say go see a doctor.
It doesn't hurt anymore. It's not like open or anything.
Yeah.
It's now just like a scar. Like the scab's finally gone. But it was like 3 or 4 months, you know.
The one girl I work with she keeps showing up with like these little bites. Like just random bites.
Flea bites?
She doesn't have fleas.
Scabies?
I mean, she would know if she had fleas because she's a groomer and she's like been checking her dogs, and she sleeps in a waterbed. But she has gone to the doctor and they're like, it's definitely not bed bugs, because that would be your first thought. It's definitely not like spider bites because there's too many of them. They literally have no idea what it is. So she keeps going to like specialists and stuff. They keep testing her for all these things, and it keeps coming up negative.
What do they look like? Like the bites?
They just look like little mosquito bites.
Weird.
Like if you got bit by like a gnat or I don't know, whatever. Just little tiny.
Could be mites.
I know.
Little tiny red ones, and they're really itchy.
Jeff got really itchy. Chiggers once from moving straw.
Chiggers?
Yeah, they're little mites. Oh. So that's a possibility.
I don't have any idea. Yeah, because my first thing was like, dude, do you got bed bugs? And she's like, I don't think so. And I was like, you can get them from like anything.
You can.
Yeah, my parents got bed bugs.
Oof.
It was awful. Yeah, they had to call an exterminator. And what they did was basically, did they freeze? They froze the house down to like negative 50 degrees.
Oh god.
Like they tent your entire house.
Mm-hmm.
And then just blow in the coldest air.
Wow.
And yeah, you can't. Yeah, it's a lot better than like fumigating.
Oh yeah.
And it works a lot better. Because what they're finding is bed bugs and things like that, like fleas and stuff, they don't like, they've become adapt to most chemicals. Mm-hmm. Which is terrifying.
Yeah. Yep.
They also do the same thing with exterminating with heat. They'll do the hot thing, too.
Hmm.
Which I'm not sure how that works.
Weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Well, we got really far off topic from what we were going to talk about.
We could still talk about that. We got a half an episode.
I didn't feel like we had a full episode of
arachnophobia.
Well,
of what the topic was gonna be, I think.
I didn't feel like we could do a full hour on that, so it's kind of good we got off topic.
This works also, yeah. We were gonna talk about applications that we use
on your smart devices, your phones, your tablets, what have you.
Your what have you? What do you use, and what do you What do you like to go websites on?
And stuff. Games do you play?
Well, I'll start because I don't play that many.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't really have... I have a couple game apps on my phone and my iPad, but I don't really play a whole lot except for The Simpsons, which takes up, like, not very much of my time.
You're still doing the...
Yeah, I still play Tapped Out.
It's crazy.
Lumosity. I do that every now and then. I kind of like that one.
What is that?
It's just like a brain game type thing. Like you sign in every day and you play like 3 little mini games that's supposed to make you smarter.
It's supposed to keep, you know, your brain active.
Yeah. Some of them are pretty hard, but
I've never tried it. I
actually really like it.
I've heard a lot of ads on other podcasts for Lumosity.
Yeah, they have like TV commercials now for it, which is weird. I've had it for a while, but
I don't have TV.
I do.
Thought you were getting rid of that.
Ah, I was. Now AJ's like, we don't have to.
All right.
I really do want to, but oh god, I'm just addicted to so many TV shows. I'm terrible. I like TV too much. But yeah, I don't really play too many other games. I downloaded Can You Escape Part 2 while I was getting tattooed and played that. It kind of took my brain off of it a little bit. But
is that one of those things where like you're in a room
and you have to find
different objects?
Yeah, and like you solve different puzzles to get out of the room.
I've done those.
Yeah,
those are really neat.
That one, there was the original Can You Escape, and they only do like up to 8 rooms, so yeah. I get through them really quick. Mm-hmm. It didn't take up nearly as much time as I was hoping it would.
Yeah,
when I was getting worked on, but they're fun. I like picture find games too, but I don't play a whole lot of them anymore. But that's pretty much it. I don't really use apps for, you know, those whole like they got an app for that. I don't really.
Yeah, I do, but I don't. I mean,
I hear a lot about Snapchat.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Snapchat.
I know you guys do.
Yeah, I mean,
snap your boobs.
I do, but I don't. If I think it's like a mass snap, I don't reply to it. Usually people who are just like, snap your face, snap your view.
Carpenter.
Just like, yeah, I typically don't reply to his just because I know he's sending them to like
everybody.
He's
sending them to everyone, yeah.
I'm just like, if I feel like this warrants a response, I'll do it. But if you're just like, I don't know. Or how you guys have started, like, abusing Snapchat now. Like, you like this? Or, like, a black and white picture of a mop, hashtag deep. Like, oh my god, you guys.
A picture of Molly last night. She's just sleeping. And moved it to black and white and then wrote hashtag deep. It's a picture of my dog. It's not deep.
Just people overuse like black and white pictures to do like meaningful phrases and shit. Like, deep, look at my picture of this of my dog. It's so deep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I'm like, you know.
Deep. Like.
Yeah. I'm deep.
Yeah.
I think Justin Strasser did.
Yeah, he's the one who started the like. You like this?
Yeah, but he won't type into it. He'll actually use like the paint thing.
Oh god, I'm so bad at that. I never use it.
And he'll draw, like, pictures on, like, people and, like, draw penises at their faces and stuff. Yeah. Snapchat is just, the picture only exists for however long you want it to exist.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's anywhere from, like, 1 second to 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I can get into, like, the fucking
So you can edit the pictures before you
send them. A little bit, yeah. And actually, you can save the pictures to your phone if you want to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have to. And, like, people can screenshot it once they see it.
But it notifies you.
It notifies you and tells you if they screenshot it.
That's cool.
Bill screenshots everything. I don't know how he has any room on his phone. I have no idea.
It's funny.
Yeah, Snapchat's fun.
Yeah. I'll send you lots of pictures of...
dogs.
My dogs. And dogs at work.
Yes.
Do you want to tell the listeners what your name is? Like, do you want friends for Snapchat? No?
No, not really, no. Okay. Don't send me pictures of your dicks. I don't want that.
I didn't mean that.
That's what it's for. I mean, that's the thing. Like, people act... That's what it is for.
I'll attach mine to the blog post, because I don't care. You send me a dick pic once, and we're done. I'll just delete you.
All right.
And then you can't send me snaps.
Yeah, I'll attach mine, too. I don't care.
But
and
most
I have
people,
to accept you anyway.
Yeah, most people don't do that unless, you know, they know you. But I mean, there are terrible people out there that will snap you awful things sometimes.
I don't want awful things.
Yeah. So other than Snapchat,
what do we do?
Do you do Pinterest on your phone?
I do Pinterest on my phone. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of Pinterest on my phone.
I deleted that shit, man. That took up way too much of my time.
I know.
Can't do it.
There's
a lot of cool stuff, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm just like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do I have too many things I want to do.
Yeah,
I'm done with this.
Yeah. I don't have very much time to spend on it, so I don't. And I pin things that like I want to get done, but I actually do those things. And I like to pin
I am like
recipes. I'll do
the queen of starting projects and never finishing them.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's part of the whole anxiety depression right. thing. Mm-hmm. Damn brain.
Is that a symptom of anxiety or depression? Starting things and not finishing them.
Yes.
Maybe I've had that my whole life and just didn't know it.
Yeah, it has to do with like the losing interest in things.
Really?
Yeah, because you like I'll get all gung ho on a project, and if it takes me longer than like I think it should, I kind of
stop.
Yeah, if I take a break from it, I won't go back.
That's exactly what I do. Shit,
I've got so many like half, not even half finished, just like barely started knitting and sewing projects.
That's how I am with scarves. I have like 8. Partially started scarves.
I used to be like that with crocheting, but I'm not anymore.
I have that Tom Baker scarf that's like 2/3 of the way finished.
Oh shit, I thought you finished that for some reason.
No. Nope.
That thing is not even.
I haven't finished it since I was Tom Baker at the Ren Faire in 2012.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I got the scarf kit in like either 2011 or 2012.
But you wore it, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. I used a, what the fuck are they? I can't think of the proper name for them, but they look like just a giant, like, safety pin kind of thing. Yeah, I just slipped all my stitches onto that, closed it up, and pulled the needle out so I could wear it around. Kept the ball of yarn that,
you were using.
Yeah, just kept that in the pocket of my cardigan.
That's cool. What a good idea.
I do things.
Yeah.
I have good ideas sometimes. But yeah, really, really bad at finishing anything.
Yeah.
I think I have OCD. I've never been diagnosed with it. So I can't not finish something.
Mm. You're lucky.
Kinda lucky. Like, I'll start something and it ends up being like this giant project, and like 4 hours later I'm still working on it because I can't put it down.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can. And then I never pick it up. Yep. Like Aeson said.
Yep.
No, I can't have something not finished. It freaks me out.
I just found my old art portfolio from high school.
Oh God.
And I was going through it this morning with AJ, and there was at least 2 or 3 drawings or paintings in there that I had started and never finished. Yeah. Like, there was an owl that I had started painting with watercolors, never finished it. There was, like, this hummingbird picture I had started with colored pencils and never finished that. Yeah. A portrait that I was doing, mm-hmm. and I did one eye and then never finished the rest of it. I was like, what was wrong with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went back through mine, and, like, a lot of the, like, my shit got progressively worse as I went through high school, because, like, I stopped caring.
Yeah.
So, like, I wasn't properly finishing things. Like, I've got a bunch of acrylic paintings that are, like, they're done, mm-hmm. and they were turned in, but I'm just looking at them like, that's crap.
Yeah. Well, mine was all from, like, my senior year, and I went to Votech, and the sucky thing, like, AJ actually pointed this out to me, and I guess I never really realized it, but my teacher at Votech was like this old school, like did a lot of drafting and stuff. My class was so much like perspective drawing and like drafting and like drawing parts, like mechanical parts and stuff on. It was, and using like these really, really like antiquated ways to like do shit. Like it was so weird. And AJ's looking at the shit that I was doing that whole year. And he's like, I don't even know what this is. Like, there's like this board that you can draw on with pen and ink, but you also get these like liquids that if you paint them on the board, it brings out like certain colored like textures in the board. It was like shit that they would do like in the 30s and 40s. I swear to God. Like, and this is what I was doing in high school. And like the year after we graduated, there was a new teacher. And then she was younger, and she actually taught commercial art. And this guy, this shit was so, I don't know, it was crazy. So AJ's like, did you even have a teacher that helped you, like, hone your skills or anything? Like, this guy seems like, this isn't freaking art, this is drafting. Like, this is, most of the shit that I was doing was just not even, And he's like, yeah, it really kind of sucks because you had talent, but you never You didn't have confidence to finish it, like to finish stuff and shit that you started that was good. You never finished it. And I don't know. I never just really went anywhere with it. Sucked. But oh well. What are you going to do?
So Pinterest.
Yeah.
Pinterest.
Sorry about my little
No, it's fine.
A lot of the art.
I think just a lot of high school art teachers are just burnt out and just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I was going to say, a lot of the art that I do has glitter in it.
Oh, God, fuck your art.
I love glitter.
Hate glitter.
I love it.
Glitter is the worst.
Oh, my God. I made everybody a little paw print with their names on it in glitter.
Oh my God, I got a birthday card today from my in-laws, and I swear to God, my mother-in-law did this just to fucking get at me. It is glittery butterflies. And I'm like, I opened it up, and I was like, your mom just fucking hates me. She hates me. That's all there is to it.
People don't realize, like, there's actually sealant stuff that you can spray over it so it doesn't come off.
Yeah, Jeff touched it. He's like, oh, she wouldn't get the kind that... He's like, there's glitter on his fingers. He's like, yeah, never mind.
It goes everywhere. Yeah,
she just likes to mess with
me. No, I'm nice. Like, I'll put stuff on it so it doesn't come off on you. I just like it to be pretty.
You'll love my Christmas tree. You'll have to come over next year.
You got a white one, didn't you?
Yeah, but it's the whole thing is coated in like iridescent glitter.
Nice. Oh, God. I love it.
I'm so excited. Where'd you get the tree?
Kmart.
Oh, nice. I always forget Kmart's a thing because it's not near anything.
Well, I said to AJ, I'm like, dude, that's where they have all like the gaudy, like crappy stuff. So that is where I'm going to find a white freaking tree.
It's the only place that I know of that you can still get like full length flannel nightgowns.
I want to get some full length flannel footy pajamas. That would be awesome.
I'm sure you can get them at Kmart. Yeah, they sell like serious, like, I don't want to say like old lady, but like,
sure.
Well, yeah.
You can say old
lady. And like bathrobes and just like regular like nightgowns. You never see nightgowns anywhere. It's like pajamas or like the short, just like glorified, like long t-shirt kind of nightgowns. No, these are like shit your grandma wears, like house coats.
We're not talking about like the nightgown that's like lingerie teddy or whatever.
Yeah.
We're talking like a nightgown.
Like that shit goes down to your ankles.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That is fantastic. Yeah. I would love that.
Yeah. No, seriously, yeah, go to like the sleepwear at Kmart. They've got all that shit.
Yeah, I kind of liked the Kmart. I walked in there and the first freaking tree I saw was this giant white tree and I was like, this
that one.
Is insane. Like, I knew
need this.
It, and it was 50% off.
I want that one. Yep.
You're very nice.
What other apps do I use? I've been playing Tetris Blitz.
I like Tetris. I'm not like hating Tetris. At all.
Yeah. It's kind of fun. And Facebook.
Yeah. That's pretty much Facebook app.
Goddamn Facebook.
And Ziplist.
Ziplist. Ziplist is awesome.
Yeah, what's Ziplist?
Ziplist is an app that's all recipes.
Yeah, and I make my grocery list on it.
You can make your grocery list on it and check it off as you're at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do it's that like great. Every week. And recipes you find on there, you can import the items of the recipe into your grocery list.
Yeah,
so it's just like, need this many of this vegetable or this much flour.
Yeah,
or,
and it'll make suggestions onto what we think you have versus like, this. Mm-hmm. You probably don't need flour, but you probably don't have this in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Or you probably have vanilla or, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it. A related app, sort of, that I picked up that I never fucking use anymore because I go to the grocery store alone with my kid, so I don't have time. It's this app called Fooducate, and you use it to like snap pictures of the barcodes of food, and it gives you a rating on how healthy it is.
No shit.
Yeah, and it tells you like all the ingredients in it, and it's got like user ratings and like things to watch out for, and it'll tell you like how many Weight Watchers points and stuff it has. Which I mean, fuck Weight Watchers, but
yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, it's helped me not get a few things here and there because I'm like, oh, this is like, I'd like a some kind of snack food, maybe a little bit of junk food. I'll check this out. It's like, this has a C- rating for these reasons. I was like, back on the shelf you go.
Darn.
Never mind.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I don't keep chips in my house.
I typically don't either.
I try not to keep any junk food.
Yeah, I did that for a while, but sometimes it's hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
I just don't keep it.
That's exactly
well, what you also have, like, the here. Sodium thing.
Yeah,
so.
If it's not here, I won't eat it.
That's exactly what I have to do. Yeah,
I just don't buy it.
Yeah.
Although it sucks because I work right next to Giant.
Yep.
I'm in the store every day. Almost every day.
I have an app that's sort of like that. It's the only app I've actually ever paid money for. It was the Fast Paleo.
Oh, okay.
And it's like all paleo recipes, and then they have the grocery list thing too, where you can add the ingredients to a grocery list. Mm. I never really did that though. I just got recipes off of it.
Oh, I forgot. I had this one I really like. It's a period tracker app.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome. I've been using it for like 6 months, and for a while it was pretty spot on, and then like I went off my medication and it like fucked up my cycle. So now. It's usually a week or two off, and then I'm, like, stressing, because it's like, my phone says I should have my period by now, and I don't. Oh, my God, am I pregnant? I can't be pregnant. That can't happen. And then, you know, a couple days later, I'm not.
Right.
But it's awesome. Like, you can put in, it tells you when it expects you to get your period, and then you put in, like, when you actually do, and it tells you, it estimates when you're going to ovulate, and then gives, like, the dates around it when you're probably fertile.
Oh, wow.
And you can put in, calendar notes. You can put in, period started today, period ended today, intimate today. And then there's other things. There's, like, you can put in any kind of symptoms you're having, anything from, like, bloating to headaches to nausea. And then, like, what kind of moods you're having. And this is just, like, the free one, like, the... There's a paid app that's much more complicated, but I really like this. It's been helpful.
That's pretty cool. I don't think I could make use of something like that just because I'm on the pill, so I already know when I'm going to get it anyway.
I haven't got my period in like 4 years.
God, that's got to be nice.
Yeah.
It is. Really is.
I've just been recently debating on going off the pill. I mean, it's not recently. I've been thinking about doing it for a really long time, but I've been doing like some research on herbs and stuff you can take for like internal women's health.
Uh-huh.
And like there's stuff that you can take to combat like PMS symptoms and stuff like that. Just like natural herbs and shit that the Native Americans use.
Yeah, I really, really love Mirena, but I know that I can't be on it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
No.
So I'm really dreading, like, getting my period again. It's going to happen, and I'm just going to have to take a week off of work.
Yeah.
Just to be like, I don't know what's going to happen, because I haven't had a period in 8 years, so...
Yeah,
just prepping, like, save up some vacation time.
I'm going to need some time off, because I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to be the worst human being on the world, and I'm probably going to need new depression medication.
Well, that shit might happen to me, too. Like, I've been on the pill for so long, like I barely get a period anyway, you know what I mean? And I heard from, I knew a woman a few years ago who, she went off the pill, she was in her 50s, and, she went off the pill and she said that it was just horrible. She said she got horrible cramps and super heavy flow and
like,
everything. I don't know why I did it.
I might end up having to go, because Bill's planning on getting a vasectomy at some point.
Yeah.
Actually, in the next 5 years, he's getting one before I have to take the Mirena out. Which actually, you can put the Mirena back in after the 5 years. Mm-hmm. They can give you a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it for another 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm debating it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, let's do 5 years of vasectomy and Mirena then.
Well, you can.
So we'll have both.
You can get the IUD out at any time.
Well, I know, but it'll be double.
Yeah.
Birth control. I really like that idea. But yeah. So I'm thinking that eventually, because I know that my periods were just god awful when I did have them.
Your body chemistry could have changed since then. Yeah. You know, so you never know.
In like 10 years, I'm sure it probably did. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. I worry about that too.
Maybe female sterilization will be a thing by then. Just tie my tubes.
They're actually, people are pushing for voluntary sterilization to be covered by the Affordable Health Care Act. There, oh, wow. People are pushing to get that in there too, because people who are sterilized, that's a one-time cost. You don't have to cover monthly birth control. You don't have to cover abortion,
pregnancy bills.
Yeah, you don't have to. Bills you don't have to worry about then like having to cover people on welfare or more people under the Affordable Health Care.
Yep.
You know, just
That would be so freaking nice.
Yeah.
AJ says we have to wait till we can get health insurance till he gets a vasectomy. I thought it wasn't really all that expensive, though, even if you don't have health insurance.
How much was it?
He thought it was like $800 or something, but I thought it was cheaper than that. I don't know, though.
With the new healthcare thing, it depends on if you take the monthly tax credit or if you want it to come back to you at tax time. The program we signed up for, it's... we're paying for the two of us plus dental for Morgan, and she's going to be covered under the state's CHIP program because we fell within the guidelines for that. Mm-hmm. But it would be about $300 a month for the three of us, but we're taking the monthly tax credit as opposed to the yearly tax credit. So we're paying like $95 a month for the three of us for health insurance. And that's...
Wow.
That is just, I think... But it doesn't cover dental for the adults. It only covers children's dental. And I think it covers vision to a point. But we also had like different needs because like he's already had a vasectomy. I don't need any kind of birth control. We're not going to be having any more kids. So we don't need any kind of like prenatal plan in there. So, yeah, it's not bad.
I still didn't get on the website or anything. Is it too late now to even get?
No, you can do it at any time.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to just like go put in some information and they'll give you.
You know, honestly, the only reason I've been waiting was because through my job, quote unquote job that I work no hours at, they actually offered me healthcare. And I said, hell no, because they're like saying it's going to be like $800 a month to buy. And I'm like,
no,
I make that's ridiculous. Maybe $10 a week. Like, I'm not signing up for your bullshit healthcare. No, that's then I know that
they probably have to offer it.
I know. But actually, on the Affordable Care website, when I was originally on there, they ask you if you're eligible to get healthcare through your employer.
Mm-hmm.
And what do I say? Like, no, because technically I am eligible for it. There's no fucking way I'm going to pay that kind of money for a bullshit plan. But, like, what do I do? Do I lie?
I wouldn't lie because they can find that out. But I don't. I know.
If they're offering it to me.
And now I don't know how it works because I knew with the access card, like, if you got offered insurance through your employer, you couldn't get the access card.
Right. That's what I'm worried about.
You can't. Can but yeah,
they kicked me off as soon as I was offered. Like I had no insurance. Yeah, the access card was like you're done, and I was like, wait, now I have no insurance.
I know for a lot of people, if you get insurance through work, you can use access as supplemental health insurance.
Yeah, not me.
You
and I wasn't working full time.
Different guidelines.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but yeah, they.
Yeah, see, that's the only reason. Like, I get freaked out about that. You know,
But this is like
it's completely different.
You're shopping around through different companies. This isn't like specific state plans. You're not going on like Medicare, Medicaid. More than likely, like ours is through Highmark Blue Shield, which is something Jeff could have gotten through work anyway.
Right. Do they give you all these options on the...
Mm-hmm. You plug in all your information.
So you did the Affordable Care and Bill and, well, and Jeff was offered.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you should be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you plug in
so Jeff
a bunch of information.
Was, like, so
Jeff was eligible for health care
through his work, but he decided not to take it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, then if he did that, then,
you should be fine.
Yeah.
You just plug in. The only thing that would be a concern is... existing conditions.
Right.
That's probably going to jack up the cost of your monthly health care.
Which, honestly, like AJ and I have discussed, like, we don't really mind so much that it's going to be a little more. Mm-hmm. Just the fact that we're going to have healthcare will yeah. be a big...
Yeah.
Because if something
it
happens...
It is
you know
really
I mean?
Nice to be able to have it. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
for him, if something happens to him, like if he has an exacerbation or something, I mean, that's like a shit ton of money. Mm-hmm. Like... Because he has to go to the hospital and then he'll have to get yeah. injections. And
that's
yeah. it's like thousands of dollars that oh, I yeah. really don't.
And yeah. all the deductibles that like we saw for us were really reasonable. That's I think cool. the highest deductible was $8,000. Mm-hmm. And like the deductible we have, I think, is either 800 or 1,000.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm yeah. thinking about looking into it also because my health Couldn't insurance hurt. Through my work is just.
It, they're very, awful. Very competitive prices, and we my, are very happy with
my
what we
deductibles
got.
Are outrageous.
Yeah.
I have to meet a $5,000 deductible Oof. Before they start paying 80%.
Wow.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah.
I just think insurances are a fucking scam.
Oh, they really are.
Yeah, but we've been on as a country we've been on insurance program for so long, like getting off of it
I know it's gonna be impossible.
Yeah.
And it just really sucks. Like I feel like we're getting screwed over yeah. so bad.
We are
I feel like nationalized healthcare is an attainable goal in the future.
I do too,
but it's gonna be a little
it's
while.
Gonna have to be all the old Republican assholes die off.
GOP is in trouble, man.
Yeah.
Yep. And all the people who are sane of mind and actually give a shit about anything other than making money, those people need to take over.
It just bothers me. Did you guys ever see Sicko? Have you watched Sicko?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, my God.
Is that a documentary?
Yeah, it's Michael Moore documentary about the healthcare system.
Oh, okay. Wait. I think I might have. Is that the one where he takes that, like, boatload of people to Cuba?
Probably. Oh my, it's been a couple, it's yeah. been since it came
like
out
he goes and interviews people in England. Like he goes to like mm-hmm. the cashier of the hospital.
Yep.
And he's
no,
like
they have pharmacies in England. You walk into a pharmacy, they have every freaking drug available. You pay like $5 and they just give you whatever you need.
Yeah. I just remember
ridiculous
cheap. Them being at the hospital and these people like going up to the cashier, these people who had like just had a baby, and he's like, oh, you guys are paying your bill before you go. They're like, no, we're getting change for a cab fare to go home.
Yeah.
He's like, but this says cashier, isn't this where you pay? They're like, no, sweetie.
Yeah, we don't pay
to have babies here.
Like in France, you have a baby, they mm-hmm. let you stay in the hospital for as long as you want.
Yeah, and
they,
then
they like, give you a suite. There and just, is like let you stay there. And you don't have to pay a dime.
They have like nationalized
Fuck you, America.
Nanny care. Like a nanny will come yep. to your house like 3 days a week and cook for you and take care of the kid and shit.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
Yeah, my best friend, she lives in Australia, and they actually pay you to have a kid. I think she got like, I want to say like $5,000, whatever the Australian currency is, to have a baby.
Holy shit. Five yeah. grand Australian currency? Mm-hmm. That's more than $5,000 in US dollars, because I'm
yeah,
pretty sure.
They pay you yeah. to have babies.
Holy crap.
Weird.
Because like their immigration laws are also like really strict there.
Yeah,
too.
You can't. You have to like know people.
Yes. And she has volunteered to sponsor me if I ever want to move there.
Dude, that was one place I always said I wanted to move to.
Australia.
Yeah.
Well, if I ever get citizenship.
Yeah. Then you can sponsor
I
us.
Actually know somebody that has dual citizenship between here and Australia. Mm-hmm.
I would consider Canada. It wouldn't have to be Australia.
Canada is hard to get into too. Yeah. You have to be like a specific like career that they're looking for.
Hey, mm-hmm. AJ, you could get in. They would yep. take him.
That's where we're vacationing this year. Canada.
Are you?
Yes.
Nice. I like Canada.
Where are you going?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
We're going to Canada.
Going to Canada.
Who the
Canada's
hell
Canada's a big place, actually.
We're going to Canada. Well, we're driving, so.
Okay, so probably like Toronto.
Not Niagara Falls. Yeah. And whatever's on the other side that's not too far. Yeah, we don't take yeah. planes.
Toronto's like a 6-hour drive. So okay. that's like going to the beach in Virginia.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
not bad.
Yep, yep, yep.
So
bad anyway. Ass.
All right. We've hit the hour mark. These headphones are hurting my ears. Like
yeah, I'm not plugs in these things are
yeah,
awful.
Anyway. Mine are surprisingly comfortable.
And you have the biggest plugs.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
They just kind of
like the tiny.
Yeah.
Right. So. All right. Anywho.
Thanks for listening.
Shop on Amazon.
Shop on Amazon.
We love you.
Bye.
Click the
Bye.
Banner.